Hi, Dancer. Jess here.
Welcome to the new and improved podcast from The Whole Dancer. I am so thrilled that you're here, and I hope to give you some insight and inspiration when it comes to finding a more balanced approach to food, your body, dance, and life. Really covering all those bases of what can help you feel whole as you pursue dance. Now, I would love for you to subscribe to the podcast so that you get an alert every single time there's a new episode, and leave a review so that your friends will be more likely to find The Whole Dancer too. Thanks for being here.
Let's get started. Hey dancers, Jess here. Welcome back to The Whole Dancer podcast. Today I'm going to talk about something that I have certainly talked about in different medium, at various media, before in the past, right? Perhaps on a YouTube video, certainly on blog posts, but I don't think it's something we can talk about too much because there's always confusion and questions and conversation about what dancers should, and I put that should in quotes, should be eating. So let's talk about understanding your food needs as a dancer. I'm going to start with the fact that you are an individual. Therefore, your needs are going to be different from those around you. That is not to say that you need less food than those around you, because I know how dancer minds work. And sometimes we go straight there. You know, when I was dancing and felt like my body was bigger than it should be or needed to change or should have been smaller, the mentality that I got into with one of my close friends who had a very similar body type to me, we both reinforced this for each other, but we said, for us, we need a lot less food than everyone else if we're gonna look how we want to look. We can only eat soup for dinner. Like, we made up very silly things and that were not helpful, that were not serving us, that were not supporting us to do our best dancing or to feel our best in our bodies, or even to achieve the body goals that we were perhaps aiming towards. So I want you to think about your food needs as a dancer as very individual, but know that they are not less than those around you, right? I mean, if they're less than, it's probably a very small difference. So some things I want you to consider. Plan to have 3 meals and 2 snacks a day. That is because eating consistently is going to help give you more consistent energy. If there are periods of time in the day when a big meal doesn't work, then it is possible that those could be smaller meals. But as a general rule, most dancers have time in the morning and at night for a bigger meal. And therefore, you should really take advantage of that opportunity, those opportunities, and eat bigger meals when you can. When dancers ask me about portion sizes and serving sizes, here's the thing. Your serving size should be generous. So what it says on the box, what it says on the package, that really might not be the right serving for you in a given moment, perhaps in a time when you are trying to get in a bigger meal or adequately fuel for a busy day, right? You might go beyond a serving size. And that is absolutely fine and necessary and, in fact, a good thing in a lot of instances. When you consider making yourself a plate, and I have a recent blog post on this, and you can go to the blog and just look for The Whole Dancer plate. And when you're making your plate, you should fill it up. It should be a generous plate of food, like I said, whenever you have the time to actually fit that in. There may be times when fueling yourself with smaller bits and pieces throughout the day, a banana here, some peanut butter here, some nuts or trail mix or some yogurt, right? Like, those things are gonna fit throughout your day. But when you have those opportunities to eat bigger meals, make sure that you are taking them. And your meals, you want them to be complete. Include protein, carbs, fat, at most meals and snacks. And like at the meals, when you have that time, right, you're going to include all the macros, protein, carbs, and fat. Ask yourself if you have any fears around any particular macronutrient. Ask yourself where that fear originated, and then do your best to work through that fear. Know that each macronutrient is providing your body with things that it needs, necessities for health and performance and growth if you're still growing. So do your best to include those things throughout the day and at each meal and at snacks when you have the time and space for them. Aim for variety in your eating plan and don't eat the same things every single day. So, you know, when we consider our food needs as dancers, I think a lot of us know, oh, I need a wealth of nutrients in order to aid in recovery and to support my immune system and to support healthy bones and all of those things, right? And the best way to meet your nutritional needs is to eat a variety of foods. And, you know, we all get into those habits where we're having the same breakfast every day or like we're really loving a certain lunch that we make for ourselves. And that's okay, right? But over the course of your days, throughout the weeks, make sure that you're incorporating different foods. And that might even be like as simple a switch as, oh, for breakfast every day, I sprinkle some sunflower seeds on my oatmeal. Well, maybe you're going to switch to a pumpkin seed for a period of time because they do have different nutritional value, right? And so you're going to help cover your bases a bit better if you allow for that variety. Your food needs are going to communicate to you if you pay attention to how food is making you feel. And I was there, so I'm not that amazed by it, but it is kind of amazing to consider how connected we can be to our bodies as dancers and yet how disconnected we can be from our actual food needs and what our body needs and what it's telling us. So start to get into the habit of paying attention to how the food you're eating is making you feel. If you notice, whenever I eat a lot of food, I feel bloated and uncomfortable because I've had dancers say this to me. Well, odds are, if that is you, that you're not eating consistently enough. Because if we eat breakfast and then we let 8 hours go by before we eat anything else, well, your stomach is taking a very long break from digestion. And it's getting weaker. Your stomach is a muscle. It's gonna get weak if you give it too many long breaks, if you don't give it the exercise that consistent eating is going to give it. So make sure that you are giving yourself lots of opportunities to exercise your stomach, and then your digestion will be better, and then you'll feel better, and you won't experience constant bloating and discomfort, and you will better be able to fuel yourself, and you'll dance better, and your body will recover better, and all the things, right? It's literally all connected. Notice your energy levels throughout the day and after you eat certain things. You may find that a certain snack does nothing for you, or just feels like it does nothing for you. Like, I eat a banana and I'm meh, like nothing has changed. I mean, for most of us, banana actually feels pretty supportive, but it doesn't mean it's true for everyone. So if there's something that you eat right now that you're like, I don't know, I have a stomach ache after I eat it, and it's not because of the, you know, not giving my stomach the exercise piece, but I don't feel my best, or I feel sluggish after I eat this thing, or, you know, I have some quick energy and then I feel like I'm crashing, it might be something to reconsider. You want to notice your energy levels after eating certain things. And that's to say that, you know, we as dancers can absolutely include all the things in our eating plan. All foods can fit in a performance-focused eating plan. However, the timing of them might be something to be mindful of. You know, a cookie with no other food around it might feel not super supportive. But if you eat your actual lunch and then you have a cookie, well, then you might be like, oh, that just gave me a little extra energy and it was sweet and delicious and really capped off that meal in a nice way. And you'll feel better, right? So there are ways to time these things in a way that's going to serve you, and there are ways that you might do it that it's just not going to feel too great. You know, and I'll give a personal example. Sometimes I always, and I'm obsessed with this, but I always make sure that I eat food before I drink my coffee in the morning. But sometimes I like go out and do some morning things and then I come back and, you know, there's still coffee left, so I'm going to have some more coffee, and I'll have like something sweet or snacky with it. Or I'll just have the coffee on its own. And either of those things really doesn't feel great. For me, the solution is always to surround the coffee with something more complete. So a more complete protein, carb, fat, snack, or meal around coffee just makes me feel so much better when I'm consuming it. you know, my coffee habit is something I personally have to reconsider, and we should all be mindful of those things. But that's just an example, right? So if you notice, oh, I like to get a morning coffee after company class, or I like to get a coffee after my first couple classes of the day, but you're not consuming anything around that coffee, or like you just get something very snacky but not complete, right? Like a cookie, like I said. And I'm not vilifying cookies here, just making sure that that's clear. I love cookies, eat all the cookies you want, but be aware of the timing of those things and how they make you feel. Consider practical hunger. This is one of my favorite concepts because for dancers, we very easily get disconnected from hunger and fullness cues. Because when you are dancing for hours and hours, your brain is sending messages to your body that you don't have the blood or time, you know, to digest food right now. You need your blood in your extremities to do your best dancing, so you cannot send that blood to your digestive system, so you can't be hungry. That's what your brain tells your body. It's not time for that. We're busy doing other things. You have to hold off the hunger, you know, keep it at bay. And your body literally does that in order to listen to what your brain is telling it, right? And this is, it makes sense for what you're doing. However, what it results in is being very disconnected from hunger and fullness cues. And when we are feeling very disconnected from hunger and fullness cues, well, then there's going to be breaks in your day when perhaps you should be eating a snack, but you're not, because you're like, nah, I'm not hungry, I don't think. I mean, I haven't eaten in 6 hours, but I'm not hungry because that's what my body is telling me. However, you want to eat in those moments. And you want to experiment with eating in those moments. So if you have a break, but you're not hungry, but it's been two to four hours since your last meal, well, have a snack during that time, and then pay attention to how you feel afterwards. Do you feel more energized? Do you feel like you're ready for the next rehearsal or class? Odds are, eating in those moments is in fact going to make you feel better, and it's going to allow you to be more consistent with food throughout the day. So you're not going through periods of time where you don't eat for 6 hours and then you're so hungry that you eat everything in sight, right? It's so easy to get into that sort of cycle of not eating and then overeating if you wait and wait and wait so many hours before you eat again. And that was part of my personal journey, which is why I always bring it up. And I know how common it can be among dancers because we are busy and we have too many things. And, you know, first year in a company, I was dancing all day and then I was working after. So it was very easy to put off food or to feel like perhaps, oh, maybe I'm just not hungry. And then I would get home at night and the floodgates would open. I would eat all the things. So consider practical hunger. Consider how you can incorporate more food, more snacks, a meal in a time when you normally don't, because you're getting these messages from your body that, oh, I'm not hungry right now. Even though, like I said, if it's been many hours since your last meal, up if it's been 5 or more hours especially, you should definitely eat something and see how it feels. To understand your food needs, you have to allow for flexibility and fun in your food choices. This is honoring your needs. We are all in situations that feel less than ideal when it comes to food, and that might be something like going to a party or eating over at a friend's house or holiday meals or restaurants or, you know, needing to get something at a convenience store. And that might not be your preference. Any of those scenarios might not feel super comfortable for you. However, you're going to find yourself in those situations, and you know, you don't want to hide from them because we don't want that fear of the food to make us miss out on social connection that is so important for your well-being. So you have to allow flexibility and fun. So when you go to a friend's house for a meal, if you're concerned, I think it's perfectly fair to offer to bring something that you know you like eating, that you know works for your body. And I think it's also fair to say, hey, like, what kind of food are you going to have? And you might also ask that question in relationship to what you're thinking about bringing. Just say, hey, I'd love to bring something. What kind of food are you going to have? I want to make sure I bring something that goes with the other things that you're offering. And I think it's the kind of thing over time you'll be able to let go of that need to know or that need to bring something. If you get to a really easy place with food, which I know is possible, even for dancers. But in the process, give yourself those opportunities to get more information in order to make yourself feel more comfortable and fun. Oh my goodness, right? Like the things that we eat, the healthy things, the less nutrient dense things, like everywhere in between, all the things you're consuming, you should enjoy them and you should be able to find fun in your food. Going to a party, eating the cake, right? Enjoying the cookie platter or the dessert bar or the ice cream bar. I just had a food memory come up in talking about this. And I am so grateful that I was actually in a good place with food when I had this experience, because I think otherwise I probably would have been like, nah, I can't eat it. But when I was flying with my family to Spain for a vacation, we're sitting in first class, and I'll qualify that by saying my dad used to work for Delta, and so we still have Delta flight privileges. So we were flying standby, and we ended up flying first class. And they have amazing food if you fly internationally first class. And I remember very distinctly the ice cream cart, right? And it was like literally an ice cream sundae cart. How special is that experience? It sounds like less amazing when I talk about it out loud, but I mean, it was amazing. And it's a food memory that I have such good feelings about. And if you don't allow yourself the flexibility and freedom, you're going to miss out on those food memories. Or on the flip side, they're going to be one of your more negative memories. And I have plenty of those food memories as well. So what I want you to try to do is look for the fun, look for the freedom, allow yourself the flexibility to lean into those moments when like something cool and special is happening with food and you too can be a part of it. And you're gonna feel so much better and have such an easier time when you allow yourself that space and freedom to enjoy those moments. To understand your food needs, you have to ignore how your friends eat and put on the blinders when you're eating around dancers. Needs and preferences vary. And also, as we know, prevalence of eating disorders among dancers is significantly higher than that of the general population. And therefore, you may have friends who are in some state of disordered eating or eating disorder. If you're comparing yourself to someone who is significantly underfueling, obviously, adequately fueling is going to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm eating too much. Why am I eating so much? She's eating so much less than me. I should be eating how much she is. That's the right way to eat. What I'm doing is wrong. That's why she's looking so good or getting such good casting. And this, you know, like we go into a real scary spiral. You've got to keep your blinders on. Ignore how your friends eat. Think about your own body, your own energy, your own well-being. Focus in on yourself when it comes to your food and ask yourself the questions. What's going to help me feel my best, dance my best, be my healthiest, thrive in life, not just in dance, but in life. All right, dancers, that's all I've got for you today. I hope that this was a helpful chat on understanding your food needs as a dancer. As always, if you have questions, reach out to me. Send me an email, jess@theholedancer.com. You can reach out through the website, theholedancer.com. You can send me a DM on Instagram. But also, I would be so grateful if you'd take a moment to follow the podcast, set up those notifications for when new episodes are coming out. Now that we're back in school time and my daughter's in school, I will be podcasting much more regularly, which I'm very excited about. So keep your eyes peeled for the podcast notifications and give me a rating, because then more dancers like you will be able to find the Whole Dancer podcast and hopefully gain some support through what I'm sharing here. Thank you so much for tuning in. And yeah, let's chat again soon.